The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, where our mission is to simplify the real estate process for sellers, buyers, and investors. And my goal is to make sure you feel confident when buying and selling a home or investing in real estate. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller in the Philadelphia region with RE/MAX Properties, and your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate in the whole real estate process here. And it's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you're having a great day, a great morning here. Hey, this week on the show, we have another great show lined up for you. Let me tell you what's going to be happening today. In the second part of the show, I'm going to be talking with Holly Soffer. Holly is the owner of the law firm of Kellis & Soffer, and she's going to be talking about forming an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, to buy real estate for investment purposes. And then she's also going to be reviewing with us some tips for writing up leases, also for leasing out your investment properties. So Holly will be with us in just a moment. If you know anyone who's a small real estate investor who could benefit from a discussion about limited liability companies for buying real estate investment properties and also about lease agreements, give me a call. You give them a call and, text them whatever, let them know to tune in to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM right now. I also recommend you grab a paper and pen so you can take some notes if you're thinking of becoming a real estate investor. Holly's going to have a lot of great information for us. And as usual, we start things off with our mortgage update with Jesse Swager. He's our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans, and he'll be joining us again for the first part of the show. Jesse's going to be talking about some reasons mortgage applications are rejected. So you can see we have a jam-packed show today. Hey, quick shout-out to Sean. Sean has just bought his first home this week. And also shout-out to Millie and Gary, who are beginning the downsize process. They're going to be looking to sell their big home and go into a smaller 55-plus community. So looking forward to helping them make that move there. So the real estate market continues to build up momentum in June. There's still some time to get your home on the market, get it sold, and buy a new home by before the school year starts. So, but you need to act quick. So if you're interested in selling your home, you can always give me a call, 215-778-9687. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show. Michael Kessler with USA Kitchens and Flooring, the owner, he talked about the entire process of redoing your kitchen from planning stages, selection of cabinets, countertops, to construction and of the new kitchen. So it was a great show. If you missed the show, tune in to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, you can also download our show's podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes store for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. And the shows also can be downloaded on Google Play and Music. Hey, during the show, if you have any questions or if you don't quite understand anything, feel free to give us a call or text us at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. And we can further help you understand any topic that we're discussing. You can also reach me at the same number during the week at 215-778-9687 if you want to talk off the air. You can always email me at paul@paulrosso.com. So we're getting ready to get the show started here. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Let's get the show started here. We're going to bring in our mortgage expert, Jesse Swager with Atlantic Home Loans. Anytime you want to reach out to Jesse, you can always call him on his cell phone at 215-287-2373, 215-287-2373. Jesse, how you doing today?
I'm good, Paul. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Hey, it's great to have you back on. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning here.
Wonderful. Yeah, I can't complain. You having a good weekend?
Yes, very much so. Thank you very much. So you're going to be talking about things that could cause your mortgage application to be rejected. Is that right?
Yes. I'm going to – I have about five or six reasons – why a mortgage application, you know, could be rejected and okay. you know, things that you might want to do to, you know, stop that from happening. Okay?
Yeah.
So something simple that, you know, a couple before I get into the actual, you know, reasons why, I want to just quick touch on, you know, this. Half of refinance applications were rejected. That's almost 50%. As of 30% of all purchase mortgage applications are rejected, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Okay.
So that's a fair amount of you know, applications being denied or rejected.
Right.
You know, so the number one reason is, you know, application is going to get rejected is because of income issues.
Okay.
Far too often, income people are always looking at a house that is a lot bigger or, you know, far exceeds what their actual income is you know, what they can actually get.
Okay. What they can afford, yeah. Okay.
That happens a lot. I see it often, and you know, this is another reason why people should act now rather than keep waiting, because as soon as mortgage rates start rising, I mean, obviously this is going to happen more often.
Right, because your affordability level is going to go down.
Of course.
Okay.
You know, income issues can cause, you know, people, let's say someone goes from W-2 to employment to self-employed, or just changes total, you know, they change occupations. Okay,
right.
that could also cause someone to reject a mortgage application, okay?
Sure. Don't change jobs, man, when you want to buy a house, right?
Exactly, especially in the middle of the process.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, the second thing is muddled money matters. What I mean by muddled money means your credit cards, your car loans, student loans, anything that you would see as a monthly debt. Okay. A lot of banks out there will only go to a 45% of your total income. And that's on that side of credit cards, car payments and student loans, things like that. Now, the great thing about Atlantic Home Loans, we will go all the way to a 56.99 debt to income ratio with those credit cards and other student loans and debts on that side of the. So it's a big difference.
Okay, so debt to income ratio is where you're basically mapping out your debt versus the income that you have on a monthly basis.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
all the debt you have, right? All the debt you have divided by your monthly income.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And there's two sides to debt to income ratio. There's the front side that just goes off of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
Okay.
Which is known as your front end ratio.
Okay.
The back end ratio is principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and all that credit card, car loans, student loans, everything you have on your credit report.
Okay.
Okay? So there is two sides to that. Now, the third thing that, you know, people would cause somebody to get rejected from a mortgage application would be because of credit. Okay?
All right.
Now, credit, the low end of credit that banks, I know Atlantic, will go down to a 620 credit score.
Okay.
It's a, you know, more than one third of Americans by some number have credit scores too low to qualify for a home loan. Okay. So, I mean, that's a lot of people out there. And me personally, when people call me and they have a 580 credit score, 560, whatever they do have,
okay,
I will work with them from the time they call me until I can get their credit score above that 620, you know, and get them into a house.
Right, and that's what a lot of my clients like about you. Is, you know, you work them through and hand hold them basically through the process to get their credit up. And so that's a great thing to do.
I think it's very, very, very important to, you know, not just throw these people away as soon as they, you know, just because they have a 560 credit score. Work with them, get them approved to a six, get them up to a 620, because it usually isn't that much work. And, you know, I do this free of charge too. I definitely don't charge people to work on their credit as well.
Right.
Okay. The fourth reason I want to get into, the property didn't appraise. Okay. A lot of times, and
that's never any fun.
You would know this, Paul.
Yes.
But, you know, you saw a lot of, you know, properties just out there, depending on if properties foreclosed or what happened around the area that the house is being sold in.
Sure.
You know, the guidelines have tightened up and appraisals are coming in. You know, if they're not coming in above what the purchase price is, they're coming in right at that purchase price or maybe a little bit below. And that would cause an application to get rejected.
Right. So if the house doesn't appraise, basically the lender's going to lend, let's say somebody's putting 5% down. So the lender's going to lend 95% of the money for a house, and the lender's going to lend 95% of the sale price or the appraised price, whichever's less. So if we have a $100,000 house, the lender's going to lend 95% of that $100,000. But if it only appraises at $95,000, the lender's going to then lend 95% of the $95,000.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
You got that correct.
Okay.
Yep. And so the fifth thing, and I'm going to touch on two more items here.
Okay.
The fifth thing is condition problems. Okay. There is a lot of distressed properties on the market, as you know.
Sure.
And more home sale transactions than ever are falling apart due to condition problems with the properties, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know many lenders out there, they will not extend financing on homes where the appraiser points out problems like, you know, cracked or broken windows, missing kitchen appliances, electrical problems, or wood rot, you know?
Right.
So we would, it depends on if it's an FHA appraisal or conventional. You know, I think FHA appraisals are a little bit more stricter.
Okay.
If they see chipped paint, you know, or anything like that, most of these things have to be fixed before we'll lend on it. And that happens, you know, someone will go out and fix the chipped paint. Sand it, scrape it, paint it, and we'll get the problem fixed and get it all done. But
okay.
I wouldn't be deterred because it's missing a kitchen appliance or a cracked or broken window. That stuff can all be fixed before we get the person into the house.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So the last thing I want to touch on is just technical difficulties with the application. Okay.
All right.
I try not to run into any of these difficulties when I take an application. I want to make sure that I get all the necessary docs up front. But, you know, sometimes people do run into problems when someone's taking a quick application and the lender might be an inexperienced lender or anything like that, and they don't get enough information and they send out a pre-approval right away.
Okay.
So I think it's very important to take a complete application. And, you know, if you don't take a complete application from your clients, then, you know, you could run into some problems later.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So that sounds like that was the last point. You want to let everybody know how they can reach out to you, Jesse?
Perfect. So you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 215-287-2373. You can email me at jschwager@atlantichomeloans.com. Now, my NMLS number is 887037. And don't forget, I am licensed in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia.
Okay, awesome, Jesse. Thank you so much again for your update here. I think it was pretty very valuable to our audience here. And looking forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Great. Don't forget, reach out to Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans, 215-287-2372. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Holly Soffer. Holly is the owner of Kellison Soffer, a law firm, and she's going to be talking about setting up a limited liability corporation for investment properties. So stay tuned for a lot more. Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to. or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your leading-edge home seller with Remax Properties and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate. Hey, if you're thinking of buying a home this year, give me a call first. I strive to simplify the home buying process to make it easier for you to buy a home. So I'd love to help you buy that home. You know I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home and negotiate the best price and terms for you. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this super Sunday morning. Be sure to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, so I want to bring on our next guest, Holly Soffer. Holly is the owner of Kellis & Soffer, a law firm, and Holly's going to be talking to us about limited liability corporations. So, Holly, welcome to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
You've been talking a lot about buying homes, but today I'd like to talk a little bit about buying a rental property.
Okay, terrific. So, Holly, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit for our audience? I know you, I guess it's been about a little over a year now since you've been on. So,
Has it been that long?
I think so. So,
I guess we're another year older. And better.
You got to be quiet
smarter.
About that. I hear you.
So, I am another year older. I am an attorney. I've been practicing for just about 29 years now. The last 20
years. You started when you were 10, right?
That's right. Of course, you'd never know it by how I look that I've been practicing since I only look 30. But I've been practicing for about 29 years, the last 23 or so in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Before that in Philadelphia. And right now, I do a lot of real estate work, as you know. We've worked together over the years on different transactions. Both residential and commercial, but we're going to stick to the residential today. And I also do some other business work, forming businesses, helping people write contracts, all of which tie in a little bit to what we'll be talking about today.
Sure.
And then some wills, powers of attorney, and then I do some legislative work now for associations. So if you're out there a member of a homeowners association or other types of trade associations, I do some legislative work for those as well. It all kind of overlaps and ties in together and helps me in every area of my practice.
Definitely. So, Holly, today, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about, and the reason why I had you on, it was, you know, people a lot of times they ask me when they're looking to buy an investment property, you know, how should I take ownership of that? You know, should I set up a business? What should I do?
Okay, we're definitely going to talk about that. What I'm going to focus on, though, is if you're buying it with the intention of owning it as a rental, because if you're buying it with the purpose of flipping it, then it doesn't really matter because you're only going to own it for a few months anyway. So if your idea is to buy it, fix it up, and you know, and the quicker you turn it around, of course, the more money that you make because you have less carrying costs. So if you're going to buy it, fix it up, and flip it in a month or two, then you might as well just buy it as an individual because you're not really going to own it long enough and you won't have any of the issues that will come up that we'll be discussing. So what we're really focusing on today is if you want to buy a property, a house, for instance, and then you want to lease it out to somebody else, you want to own it as a rental, which is very common and, as you can probably tell people, is usually a very good investment, especially with interest rates as low as they are today. And I know you've had other guests that, you know, that talk about that. So one thing that you may have heard is people say, well, maybe you should buy the property as an LLC. So the first question is, what is an LLC?
Yep.
What does it stand for? And that stands for Limited Liability Company. And if you're as old as Paul and I, and you remember not learning about that ever in school, that's because they are relatively new and really didn't come into play probably until the, mid to late 90s, especially in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So it's not a corporation. It's something called a limited liability company, and they were originally engineered to help people with small businesses get a, and we'll talk about that more, a liability shield without all of the paperwork and the formalities and the cost that comes with starting a corporation. Unfortunately, over the years, the LLCs have taken on a lot more of that, so they're not as easy to use as they were when they first started. Some of the same types of documents that you need for corporations, you now routinely use for LLCs. But the advantage of the LLC is that when you form it, you can choose how you want to be taxed, sort of like the difference between an S corporation and a partnership. For instance, you just showed someone a house. It's a townhouse, and they say, you know, I'm buying this as a rental, and I'm not sure how I should take ownership.
Right.
So the first and they say to you, Paul, should I buy it as an LLC? And the first thing that I would say is, if you're not sure, you have to put on the agreement of sale. If you haven't formed the LLC yet, your own name or as you know, or their assignee, because you want to be able to change that later. And then the question is, well, should I do it as an LLC? What do I have to gain by doing that?
Right.
And the main reason that people form them is because you get a liability shield. It protects you from liability solely by reason of being a member of the LLC, meaning that if the person who you're renting the property to does something that would cause harm to you and you lose your investment or someone is suing you, it's not going to touch your other assets. You're protecting all of your other assets, your other home. If the LLC is borrowing money and you're not personally guaranteeing it, and we'll talk more about that later, it protects all of the other assets that you have and is not putting them at risk. If someone trips and falls on your property, suppose you don't get snow removal performed, and someone trips and gets really injured and they sue you as the property owner and it's over and above the amount of your insurance, then that judgment or verdict would only go against the LLC. You wouldn't be risking all of your other assets. And there are lots of other things that can go wrong. So that's the obvious advantage. But you would want to talk to your accountant before you formed it to see how you would want to be taxed. Most people would want pass-through income with something like this, meaning that you would get something called a K-1, just like a partnership, and then you could use your income or loss from your LLC against your other income, just as if you owned it as an individual. And that's a very common way of doing it. And the other good thing is you only need one person to form an LLC, which is, by the way, not the law in every state, but is the law in Pennsylvania. So if you want to own it you can form it just yourself, because Paul has a lovely wife named Eleonora, who I've met many times.
Yes.
And if Paul is buying this house, and he says, you know, if Eleonora and I own this interest in the LLC together, and someone sues both of us for some other reason, in a way you're protecting the LLC, because that you can own the LLC on your own. So the protection kind of works both ways if you do it that way.
Okay, so you could own it an LLC by yourself or with other people?
Or with other people,
okay.
Right. And you choose that at the time you form it. You have to pick a name. You can... And you have to go online. You can do it. You can go to an attorney to form the LLC, or you can do it yourself online on the Pennsylvania Department of Corporation Bureau website, or you can go to one of those services. I don't recommend going to those services.
Yeah, and you know,
I've had clients that have had issues with that.
Okay. Yeah, I just got an email in a minute ago as we were talking about this LLC, and it's from Jack Megerman. And Jack wants to know, you know, how much does it cost to form an LLC, and should I hire an attorney to do that?
Good question, Jack. Thanks for writing in. It costs, the filing fee for the Pennsylvania Corporation Bureau is $110, just the out-of-pocket cost to file the document.
Okay.
If you were to form a corporation or other entities, there are other costs, such as advertising costs, but you don't have to do that with an LLC.
All right.
If you go to an attorney, the cost is a little higher. I usually charge around $500 or so, because we do other things for you in addition to meeting with you, filling out the paperwork. We get your tax ID number for you, and we do what's called an operating agreement, which you're going to need. So, yes, you should go to an attorney, because I have had problems. Clients have come to me and said, I formed an LLC with, you know, XYZ Internet Company, and
right.
this went wrong
sure.
and that went wrong.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't recommend using something like that. You need someone who's local and you know, knows the process well enough.
And once you form it, you need to have an operating agreement, which is less important, obviously, if it's a one-person LLC. But suppose you, Jack, want to form this LLC with a friend of yours, and you're going to invest in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have an agreement in place that governs what your rights are, what the other person's rights are, who can decide what, who can sign which contract. And banks will likely need to see these documents before you can open an account. So you want to make sure that an attorney draws that up, because you want to make sure that it works out well in the end. Careful drafting of documents helps you to avoid litigation later, and that's always the goal. You don't want to end up in litigation with anyone ever.
Now,
you want to draft everything carefully from the get-go.
Definitely. Now, should this LLC, if they decide to go the route of the LLC, that should be formed prior to closing?
Absolutely, and it
okay.
really should be formed prior to the time you sign the agreement of sale,
okay.
unless you put that little line in there or his assignee. And I'll tell you why it should be performed prior to closing, and this ties into one of the disadvantages of using an LLC, and that is the transfer tax issue.
Okay.
Once the property is in the name of the LLC, and just as a precaution, this only what I'm telling you now is only in Pennsylvania. So if you're listening and you're in New Jersey has different laws on this. So check the New Jersey law before you proceed. But
okay.
in Pennsylvania, a transfer between an LLC to its owners triggers transfer tax. So if you want to do it after closing, if you buy it in your own name, Paul and Eleonora Rosso, and then you form an LLC called Rosso Conglomerate LLC.
Right.
And you want to transfer the property to the LLC or vice versa, you're going to pay transfer tax in Pennsylvania. And for anyone out there who lives in Philadelphia, you know well that the transfer tax in Philadelphia is a total of 4%.
Yes.
And remember, you're going to be the buyer and the seller in this transaction.
Ooh,
so you're
that's
going to
a good
pay
point.
The whole
yeah.
Yeah, 4%. It can cost you thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So that's something you definitely don't want to do.
Okay.
So you want to, whatever name it's in, it has to stay in that name, because you don't want to incur that transfer tax.
Definitely.
So
Holly, I need to take a quick break.
And
when we come back, we'll continue more about the advantages, disadvantages of forming the LLC. So we'll be right back with a lot more with Holly Soffer. She's the owner of Kellison Soffer Law Firm in Bucks County. So stay tuned for a lot more from Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments for Holly, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can also follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So continue our discussion with Holly Soffer. She's the owner of Kellison Soffer, a law firm in the Bucks County area. And Holly, we were talking before the break about limited liability corporations. And, I just wanted to get some other ideas on advantages and disadvantages of those.
Okay, thanks. And they're actually limited liability companies. That is a misnomer to call them corporations.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, but because there are other entities that you can choose, and those would be corporations. But today we're talking about LLCs. We'll use the acronym to make it easier.
Yes.
So you're deciding, you're buying a property, and you're trying to decide whether you should form an LLC to buy the property or just to buy it in your own name. And we talked about the advantage that would be the liability shield if you buy it in the LLC name. But some of the disadvantages are that you, as the owner, then actually have no interest in the property. The LLC owns the property. You personally have no interest, and that's what gives you that shield from liability.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not really that helpful because when it comes to the financing, you would most likely form a new LLC for each property that you own. Because if you say, that sounds like a great idea, Paul and Holly, I'll form an LLC and I'm going to buy five properties.
Right.
You're losing the advantage if you only form one LLC, because then all your eggs are in that one basket. And if you have a problem with one, you could lose your interest in another.
Okay.
You're going to form a different one for each property. So when you're doing that, if you're not paying cash and you're financing these properties, your LLC won't have any financial history. You know, we've had many guests on your show that have given you really good advice about how to finance a property,
sure.
But I'll bet you none of them have said, with no financial history, we'll give you the best rate out there and we won't ask you any questions about your background.
Right. Definitely.
So what that means is you probably have to risk your own assets anyway.
Okay.
In other words, not for other creditors, but in terms of your mortgage, you're going to have to either take a home equity loan on your home and take that cash and buy the property for cash, or get a loan in the name of the LLC, but offer a personal guarantee, which would be against your other assets.
Okay.
Or something like that, because no lender is going to say, oh, hi, come on in. I'll just give you $500,000, and I won't ask you any questions about whether you can pay it back.
It doesn't
your
happen.
New LLC, yeah. Sign me up if that's the case.
Yes.
You know, wouldn't have any credit history. So, and sometimes those loans are the rate's a little higher if it's considered a commercial loan. So you need to talk to your lender about that and find out if that's doable, because sometimes it could raise the cost a little bit on the purchase.
Okay.
And you will have some other, and not just the organizational costs, but you'll have some extra costs down the road in terms of accounting fees. So your accountant will talk you into filing the LLC, because you'll have to file some additional tax forms every year and perhaps file two tax returns, one in the name of the LLC and one as an individual, even if you pass through the income. So your costs will be a little bit higher if you do the LLC instead of buying in your own name. And again, if you're just going to, we talked before, if you're buying the property to flip, you might as well just buy it in your own name, because you're only going to hold it for a few months, and it's honestly not worth all this aggravation just to go ahead and sell it in 2 months.
Okay.
So the most important thing to take away from that is talk to your advisors, talk to your accountant, talk to your attorney, and see whether in your situation it makes sense. It usually does if you're buying it as a property that you're going to hold and rent. You've bought this property, you've bought it as an LLC, and now you used, you know, a realtor such as Paul, and you found a tenant. What do you do now?
Okay. So Howard, just for a moment, I just want to, as we wrap up, you know, the LLC topic there. See, I think, you know, you mentioned a good point. You know, go talk to the professionals first. Don't try it on your own. You know, you definitely, and you want to, as we mentioned earlier, you know, you want to get this all set up before you even go out and look at homes, or, you know, potential investment properties.
Yeah, because it could take a few weeks. You can do it online, but it still takes a few weeks usually from
right.
start to finish until the LLC is up and running.
Okay.
And the worst thing that you could do is decide to buy it in your own name and then transfer it to the LLC unknowingly, like I just said, because then you're stuck with the transfer tax. 2% in most of Bucks County, although some townships have like a 0.25% additional tax. And as we said before, 4% in Philadelphia, because the Philadelphia portion is 3%. So you certainly don't want to stick yourself with that bill.
Okay. All right. So now you know, either as an individual or as an LLC, you purchase the property, and now you're looking for a tenant. So we're going to take another break, Holly. When we come back, I want to talk to you about some, you know, some things about leasing and, you know, what's your thoughts, you know, any tips you have on leasing out investment properties.
The top 5 tips to put in your lease.
Okay, excellent. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we got a lot more with Holly Soffer. She's the owner of Kellison Soffer, and we're going to be talking about as Holly said, 5 tips for what to put in your lease for investment properties. We'll be right back with a lot more of Paul Rosso and Holly Soffer on Real Estate Today. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I had some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in, and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I'm buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your leading edge home seller with RE/MAX Properties and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, I use leading edge sales, marketing, and customer service techniques to help you get the best price and have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. So give me a call first, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, if you're on Snapchat, you can follow me there at Paul_Rosso. That's Paul_Rosso on Snapchat. And you can listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. So we'll continue our discussion with Holly Soffer. She's the owner of Kellison Soffer, a law firm in Bucks County. And Holly's going to now talk to us about what to put in the lease when you buy an investment property and you rent it out. So, Holly, you mentioned you have five tips for us on that.
I do. I have five things that you should put in your lease.
Okay.
If you have just purchased a property and you intend to get a tenant for that property.
Okay.
And the first thing, before I even start, this isn't even really a tip. This is an absolute must law, is the lease should be in writing.
Yes.
I can, if we have time, tell you a quick story. Paul and I had a mutual client who insisted that he could make an offer for the purchase of real estate, and it didn't have to be in writing because he saw it that way on HGTV.
Yes.
it doesn't always work that way in real life. So if you are going to get this investment property and you're going to have a tenant, do a written lease. An oral lease will only be good month to month, and you really need to have it in writing to protect yourself. So
yes.
Assuming we are putting it in writing, that wasn't even one of the tips. That was a freebie.
Okay.
What should you put in there in writing? The first tip is you have to know who your tenant is. Is it a residential tenant or is it a commercial tenant? And even though you're buying a house, in our scenario, it still could be that the person intends to run a business out of that house, because sometimes places are zoned for home businesses.
Sure.
Or residential use in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
So, and what I want to do is only talk about if the person is going to reside there, because a commercial lease is something that's totally different, and we can do another show on that if you want, but that's so complex. What I wanted to do today is focus on if your tenant is going to live there.
Okay.
So the first tip, assuming it's a residential tenant, is to know the difference, because the first thing is to make sure that you're following the law when it comes to residential tenants, because it's different if it's a residential tenant or a commercial tenant. Residential tenants have more rights. So one of the first things you have to check is look at how much you're going to take for your security deposit, for instance.
Okay.
If it's a residential tenant, you can't take more than 2 months' security deposit for the first year. You can't say, well, you know, I did look at that person's financial history and it's not good, so I'm going to hold 3 months. You can't do that under the law, even if your tenant agrees.
Okay.
You can't take more than 2 months. And after the first, suppose you do take 2 months. After the first year, you have to give back the other month. So you want to make sure that you know who your tenant is, like I said, because you don't want to do something that's illegal.
Okay.
And there are other laws also that are different for residential tenants, such as you have to put that security deposit into an escrow account, which you can do even if it's an LLC. An LLC can have an escrow account, a trust account with a bank. You just go to the bank and say, I want to open the escrow account. And there's some arcane laws that are still out there that say, you know, you're allowed to keep up to 1% of the interest on that in order to minister the property. These days, you're lucky if you even get 1%.
I know. You get a quarter or 1%. You're
right.
Lucky.
Right. So some of those laws are pretty old, but what I usually tell people, sometimes it's just easier to put it in a non-interest-bearing account.
Right.
And there are other laws that you have to follow. You know, we can't go into all of them right now, but if you have a question, if anyone has a question, because there are things about giving, providing lists of damages, how much time you have, all kinds of things like that are different if it's a residential tenant versus a commercial tenant.
Okay.
So you just want to know, because if the person is going to be running a business out of your house, you don't have to give them all of these protections. You can make the lease better for you. So why should you put all this in if you don't have to?
Right. Okay.
So you want to see, but if on the other hand, if it's residential, you have to do that and you have to put it in your lease. So that was the first tip, which is know your tenant. The second tip is be very, very clear in the lease. And this is really the most important one. Be very, very clear. Spell out exactly what you want. There used to be a lease around called the plain language lease. There's actually a residential form lease that the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors puts out.
Okay.
Use that is my tip. You know, you can mark it up, but use that as a base. Use clear, plain language. Don't decide to sound like, you know, a college English professor when you're writing the lease. Use the simplest, plainest language that you can to get the point across, because you want to communicate exactly what you mean in the lease. And I can tell you horror stories. In fact, honestly, this is absolutely true. I just had a client call me this week, a large national business, actually, to look at something in their lease in one of their offices in another state that wasn't clear. The one part of the lease said that they, as a tenant, have to pay, that their rent includes the real estate taxes for X amount of time.
Okay.
Your rent includes real estate taxes. That's something that you have to address in your lease. Are you just taking a lump sum is the rent, or are you going to individualize and say you have to pay the taxes, you have to pay the utilities? That's something you and the tenant decide. The other, later in the lease, there was another paragraph that said, starting on X date, you have to start paying real estate taxes, even though the other paragraph said your rent includes the real estate taxes till 2014. The other one said starting in 2012, you have to pay a portion of this. and then they sent them a bill for, you know, it's a large company, over $25,000, and the lease isn't clear. And the lawyers drafted it, and one paragraph kind of contradicts the other. So I know, you know, now we're stuck with interpreting it later.
Right.
So my biggest advice is be clear, and you don't have to worry. You know, I would say, of course, get a lawyer to do it, your first one, and then you're done. You can use it year after year. If you're doing it yourself, even if it's a family member and certain things are important to you, just write down exactly what you want to happen. Be as clear and specific as you can. And like I said, you don't have to use words that nobody understands.
Sure.
You can make it as simple as possible.
Okay. So, Howard, we got to take our last break here, and so when we come back, we can wrap up with the last three
really quickly. No more war stories.
No problem. So we'll be right back with a lot more with Howie Soffer. She's the owner of Kelson Soffer Law Firm in Ben Salem in Bucks County. So stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
If you're looking to buy a home in the greater Philadelphia area, listen closely. For over 25 years, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties has helped hundreds of people just like you buy everything from their first home, move-up dream home, and downsized home. Buying your next house tailor-fit to suit your needs doesn't have to be stressful. Paul is there to guide you every step of the way. As an experienced buyer's specialist and certified negotiation expert, Paul will help you get a home you love at an exceptional value with the most favorable financing possible. If you're looking for honest and reliable client-first service, call Paul Rosso at 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402. You can also visit Paul online at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. A lifetime of memories are created in your home, and there's never been a better time to start a fresh, new chapter. Call Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Bucks County, Philadelphia, or Eastern Montgomery County areas, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties can help you reach your real estate goals. Just give him a call at 215-968-7402. If you are outside of Paul's market area, Paul can refer you to one of his top associates in his top agent network who specializes in your area. As a great benefit to you, when Paul refers you to one of his top associates, Paul stays involved in the process to ensure that you are receiving the best possible service and to answer any of your questions. Call Paul Rosso today at 215-968-7402 so he can help you achieve your real estate goals.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the real estate agent with RE/MAX Properties. Our call number is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. We're talking with Howie Soffer, and Howie's going to give us some final tips here. We got about 2 minutes there, Howie, to go through last final tips here.
This is the two-minute drill. I'm just as good as Peyton Manning. Number four on the tips is, or number three, is put in a holdover penalty.
Holdover,
meaning
okay.
If you're going to have a new tenant every year, especially if it's a shore property, you can put in as much as $100 per day if they hold over. You may not even collect it. It's just an incentive to get them to leave the property.
Gotcha.
Number four is make sure the tenant has insurance. You want them to get renter's insurance. I think the reasons are self-explanatory, but if you have more questions about this, feel free to call me. And the number five tip is be clear about what you put in your lease. And you may say, wait a minute, wasn't that the second tip? But it's so important that I put it twice. And my reference is, if anyone's ever seen the movie Dodgeball, remember the five tips for Dodgeball?
Right.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
There you go.
So my number five tip is be clear, talk about who does what repairs, put in no set-off against the landlord. I can give you more details about any of this if you want to give me a call, 215-244-1045, or contact Paul, and he will help you get a hold of me.
Yeah, definitely. And, Howie, I really appreciate you coming on today to give us these great tips. I know I've gotten a lot of questions recently from people as far as, you know, how to buy their investment property, whether or not LLC or not. And, you know, I think the key, like we talked about, is, you know, talking to someone in advance before you make a final decision on that. I just had, you know, a friend of mine call Holly to discuss that with her. And I think that's real important that you, you know, look into those things up front. So, Holly, thanks again. Again, you can reach Holly at 215-244-1045. 215-244-1045. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday there, Holly.
Thanks, Paul. You too. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you very much. So as we wrap up another great show with, you know, I want to thank you all again for listening in. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. You can reach Jesse at 215-287-2373, 215-287-2373. And also with Holly Soffer, with Kelson Soffer, for her great insights on whether the advantages and disadvantages of forming an LLC and how important it is to find out things up front. So we have another great show lined up for next week. So please join us again next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you next week. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.